Welcome to the Entrepreneurial Biome Podcast, a space for nurturing the ecosystem of business, body, and living. What would it be like if you gave your body a leadership role in your business and chose greater happiness every day? These are the conditions that create a healthy biome and a thriving business. I'm your host, Heather Nichols, and I'm so happy you're here. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Entrepreneurial Biome Podcast. We are kind of in the middle of a little mini series here in this podcast, and we are playing today with the third of four parts of being an athlete in your business. And we started with kind of a general overview 2 weeks ago. Last episode talked about clarity, getting clear on what it is that you desire, what it is that you're asking for, what your targets are. And today I'm going to dive in to, I must admit, kind of one of my favorite topics, being, knowing, perceiving, and receiving, which is basically when you are functioning as an infinite being, that's what you function from. You don't function from thoughts, feelings, emotions, and a refusal of receiving. And that's a whole huge conversation that if it sparks you, tugs at you, pings you, I would recommend that you take an Access Consciousness Foundation class and or a Being You Change in the World class with Dr. Dane here. That is where we really deep dive into those conversations a lot more, because it's way beyond the scope of this podcast to really deep dive into that. And I would say that functioning from being, knowing, perceiving, and receiving, functioning from what's true for you as an infinite being, it is a never-ending, glorious journey. And something that has been such a contribution to my life, my world, and it's like the adventure that just keeps going and keeps gifting to me. And one of the things that I love about the entrepreneurial biome and the creation of business and creation in general is that it's this really robust playground for the exploration of those elements of infinite being, knowing, perceiving, and receiving. It takes a jumping of tracks to a different reality, a different space, a different curiosity, a whole lot of different curiosities, and some of which, you know, are known and some of which are unknown. But adventurer's spirit, really, to go discover new things about creation, you, life, living, reality, and the nature of the universe, we could even say, because we are, you know, we are creating, and we do live in the universe, we're part of it. And sometimes that can seem esoteric, but it's true, you know. The earth does not exist outside of the universe, and the universe is contributing to us all the time. We are made of, you know, stardust and all the elements that make up the universe. They make up our bodies. They make up everything in the world. So to be connected to that on a much bigger level, on a much bigger scale, is it really requires a lot of choice and presence and the willingness to go places that you haven't gone before and that, you know, perhaps nobody has ever gone before. And part of that is also just because, like, there's a courage and a commitment and a tenacity required, because this reality is set up, the world is set up to constantly distract you away from those elements of infinite being, knowing, perceiving, and receiving. Because as an infinite being, if you function from being, knowing, perceiving, and receiving, you actually are not controllable in any way. You're not a card-carrying member of society. You're not a participant in the perpetuation of the status quo. You are not somebody who toes the line, you know, to keep things static, which of course we all know. I don't think there's probably very few people in the world right now that would agree that things are working on the planet. And so towing the line is like we're either contributing to the destruction of the earth and the destruction of and the erosion of society and, you know, or well, I should say the erosion of society, I think would actually be kind of a good thing at this point, but the erosion of consciousness and the erosion of communion and kindness and contribution and all of those things, or we're contributing to the propagation of it, the perpetuation of it, the expansion of it, the exponentialization of it. And the only control we have, the only choice we have is that which we can make personally for ourselves, how we choose to function and how we choose to engage and how we choose to create our lives and show up in the world. And so when you're functioning from being, knowing, perceiving, and receiving, you're like functioning as this expanded being. And let me just really quickly speak to those four elements, because so being is like, it's like the real you, you know, and so many of us don't even know what the real us is. And I would say for me, this is something I've been exploring for decades. And, I actually just even in the past week have gotten to a way greater sense, and even in the past 24 hours, way greater sense of who and what I am as a being. So never ending adventure. But like, and when you're being, everything has a sense of lightness to it, a sense of ease to it. There's a sense of flow and a sense of movement. Perceiving and knowing are similar energies, but they're this, it's like the awareness of what's true for you. I would say knowing is like this instantaneous awareness of what's true for you, like what you know to do and be. And, you know, some people might call it intuition. I would say there's a lot of things kind of, to me, knowing is kind of a more of a direct and clear word and concise to kind of deliver the energy of me just simply knowing, like, this is me, this is what's true for me, you know, and that can expand and grow all the time as well. And it's when we're not in, when we're not thinking, you know, because thinking is kind of the bastardization of knowing. So when we're not in our minds, when we're not trying to figure things out on a cognitive level, we have a sense of knowing. And then perceiving is like the connection to the whispers of the universe and like the subtle energies that move and that play, that actually, to me, it's very like those subtle energies, they become, I become aware of even subtler energies all the time. And this is like the hub of creation, you know, the being, knowing, perceiving, receiving, really. But it's like, that's how I create my business is through the perceiving, receiving, knowing, and being of these subtle energies that are my business talking to me and the different creations that I have talking to me and the world talking to me and knowing what's going to work and having a sense of like the timing and the who and the where and the, all these different aspects of creation. Like it comes together when I'm in the being, knowing, perceiving, receiving, and not the thinking, the feeling, the emotions, and the refusal of receiving, and the polarity of all of that. And then the infinite receiving is like receiving from everybody and everything. Like everybody and everything can contribute to you. And again, all of these aspects have like universes upon universes that we can explore. But I wanted to just give a little sense of what I'm referring to when I use those words. And there isn't really a way to kind of sum it up briefly, quickly, you know. So as I said, if there's something that pings you, explore further, you know. Even the book Being You Changing the World is a really great resource for that. So okay, so now, but one of the things that creates a very, very fertile ground in the entrepreneurial biome, in the biome of your life and living, is this space of being, knowing, perceiving, and receiving, functioning as an infinite being. And you know, when Dane Hirer, who's one of the creators of Access Consciousness, a few years ago said, and this is one of my most, one of his, I quote him a lot, and this is one of my favorites. If you would like your business to grow, commit to being more every day. And I really took that to heart. And that was something that I was already exploring, but he really like nailed it for me in that sentence. And this is a man who will, if you ask him, how have you grown your business? I mean, because he went from having, you know, being living in poverty, basically, you know, well, as a child, very much in poverty. And then as an adult to really struggling with money, to now, you know, the business of Access Consciousness is $30 million a year business or something like that. So, and the way he's done it, and Gary Douglas as well, the founder, really has been through this, what I'm talking about here. So this is like the key, like the other pieces are very important. The other aspects of this being an athlete conversation, that's just kind of a fun thing I'm giving it right now. But one of the things that he will say is that that's how he's grown his business, is by committing to being more, which means you get out of your own way more. You think less, you have less feelings and emotions and drama in your life. You get out of polarity, you get out of deciding what works, what doesn't, what you can and can't receive, and into the space of being, knowing, perceiving, and receiving. And so this is like, and the thing is, and this is something that I really realized, I had a beautiful conversation last night with Shannon O'Hara, who is also a facilitator of Access Consciousness. And she's the creator of Talk to the Entities and just an amazing creature, person, like creator, also really has embodied a lot of this in what she's created. And she's created something really phenomenal. And we were talking, like, ended up kind of coming to this conversation of the biome, and the sense of like that, you know, if you look at, a biome, like the earth biome, you know, the way I like to describe biome, the definition of it is a major life area. So in the earth, on the earth, but you could also look at that with your body, like the biome of your gut. You know, people talk about that a lot, like people don't always use the biome word, but like the flora of your gut, let's say, you know, let's use that example actually. So if you look at, you know, people know like probiotics and antibiotics, and, you know, probiotics promote healthy flora, antibiotics kill, bacteria that can be harmful, but they also kill all the flora, right? So, so basically this, like this thing about how, you know, you grow and you nurture the biome. Let's just say, let's look at the biome of the gut. You nurture that by having these, you know, healthy bacteria, right? And actually, I mean, I would say, my take on it is I've had a lot of experiences with antibiotics really harming my overall health. That, you know, like something else could have been added to the biome to substantiate the health of it as a flourishing to handle what the antibiotics were supposed to handle rather than the killing of things, right? And so when we, when we add these energies of being, knowing, perceiving, receiving, when we bring us as a being to our business, to our, the entrepreneurial biome, we are like this probiotic, you know, that is enhancing the flora, enhancing the overall health of the system. And I would say one of the things that most people do is they function from thinking and emotions and feelings and like a lot of mental drama, decisions, judgments, conclusions, computations, like how do I do business? How do I force money into my world? How do I make my business work? How do I promote? How do I sell? You know, all these things. And that is, that's like, that is actually the antibiotic energy. Like that is going to kill the biome, the health of the biome. It's going to harm it in a way that is a degenerative, energy rather than adding the energy of being. And the more you bring your being to, and this is just like, it's you, it's the you that you may not even know that you are, you know? And there are aspects of me that I don't know and I don't have access to now. So again, there's no arrival, there's no destination, there's no I'm there, I'm done, ongoing adventure. But that in and of itself is an energy that really feeds the biome. And the more you add those healthy elements, those generative elements, those like the probiotics, you know, you're allowing the biome to flourish and flourish and flourish and flourish and grow and evolve and facilitating that. And new elements come in and they might seem even like they're destructive at first, but then you be with them and you allow them to be included in everything. And you look at what else can be added, and then you add something and then things become even greater. This to me is the evolution of business and creation and the evolution of the biome. And we facilitate the evolution of the biome by bringing us more than anything. And so if you listen to any of these four podcasts on the being an athlete in your business, this is the one to me that is like, if you don't have this, you can have the organizational systems, you can have the people, you can have the clarity of where you'd like to go. But if this isn't there, there's no healthy bacteria in the system. There's no flora to promote the growth and the evolution, whether it's of your gut or of the land or of the soil or of your business and your life and living. So this is really kind of like ground zero. And are like the starting point, really, and the continual starting point, as if every day could be the beginning, you know. And we add more and we add more, and there's really never a moment where it's too much, you're adding too much. You can't overdo the being. You might tell yourself that, and the people around you will tell you that, because the more you be, you tend to threaten other people or just create energies that are a little difficult to receive. It could be threatening people. It could be making them, you know, uncomfortable or envious, or they don't like you or they're judging you or whatever. But it could also be that they really freaking love you, or they, you know, they want you to be a guru, or they adore you, or they're so grateful for you. And you may not be comfortable receiving that. So there's lots of different ways that we turn it down, and we hold back the being, knowing, perceiving, receiving, because of how we're received in the world. But the holding back is an energy that's like an antibiotic that kills the system, rather than turning it up and going and moving and like bringing ourselves more, trusting ourselves more, showing up more. That is this constant injection of the, you know, all of the beautiful elements that actually create health in the system. And again, you can't overdo that. It's just you know, how fast are you willing to go? How much are you willing to choose? How much are you willing to be to develop, evolve, and grow the biome as quickly and beautifully and elegantly and dynamically as you would like to? It's up to you. It's your choice. And we get to choose something new every moment. Like, we always have choice again. So, and one aspect of the biome that I wanted to also address in this particular conversation is it's something that we are going to be really diving into in the Generative Business Pods, which is my 6-month business creation intensive. And it really is like a big, big focus of the Business Pods is this, this part of the conversation of being, knowing, perceiving, and receiving, trusting you, creating what is true for you, allowing yourself to really be the leader in your business and your life. And through the being, knowing, perceiving, receiving as an infinite being, and trusting that and trusting you and actually kind of also letting go of all those points of view that we've had about how business works, how it's supposed to be done, what's the right way, you know, letting go of all of that. So you can actually come to the fore as the leader of your business and your life, the leader of the evolutionary movement of your own biome, and show up in ways that you haven't before, that are dynamic and easeful and joyful and glorious and productive and generative and all of those great things. And part of that, like, because we don't just exist in isolation. And this is something that really, like, even yesterday, I didn't have the awareness that I have of this now. And it's brand new for me. And I'm like, I mean, in a way it's brand new. I'm able to articulate it in a different way today than I was yesterday. And so it's really exciting to me as like a new frontier for me to explore in the development of my own biome. And that is the contribution from the universe and from all of the beings and the elements of creation, the elements, like the creative and generative elements of the universe that are here to contribute to us and to facilitate creation. And one of the things I say a lot, and some other people do as well, is consciousness always wins, and not in a fighting way, not in a way of like everything is a fight and consciousness is going to win the fight. But consciousness is the only thing that really is true. Everything else is a construct. It's made up. You know, if you look at cars and business and money and houses and, you know, like, this is all just something of this planet that we've had in the past, you know, depending on what we're talking about, like maybe a few hundred years or, you know, whatever, 1,000 years even, you know, for some aspects. But like, that's a tiny, tiny, tiny blip in the whole history of the, like, the reality of the universe. And so it's a very unique, very short-lived construct, like the something I will call like this reality. It's so insignificant really in the scope of things, even in the amount of time that we've been doing this, you know? And so, but we think it's the realest thing in the world, you know, but what is prevailing and what has always been and what will always be is the movement of the universe, which is for me, like, the consciousness is what creates that. And we're part of that. We are part of that. And we separate ourselves from it on this little planet we call Earth. We fight, we do money, we do lack, we do abuse, we do invalidation. We do solidity, we do borders, we do governments, you know, we do all these things, all made up by somebody and then adopted by enough people to make it a reality. And, but we could adopt something totally different and have a reality be totally different, but it requires leaders. It requires courageous beings to choose and create something different to have that be a different reality that is available to other people. And it starts with us. And so one of the big pieces of this being, knowing, perceiving, receiving, like functioning as an infinite being that we bring to the biome, that we bring to the creative universe, is actually us, like as an infinite being, not just this me, but like I'm supported by the entirety of the universe. And I'm supported by a lot of light beings that are here to actually move consciousness forward and into a more dominant space in reality at this time in history. And these, there's a lot of beings that don't have bodies that are here to contribute to us. And there are also these elements of these energies that we call the elementals that are these energies that actually facilitate and exponentialize creation and actualization of what we're asking for. Things like gratitude, laughter, joy, kindness, peace, dedication to the creation of a future, to name a few. When we function from those things, I mean, have you ever given yourself the gift? And if you haven't, I put this in your, you know, if this pops, if this is something you would like to explore, put it in your asks out there and be like, universe, I'll have this. Is the when you're in a drama moment, you're doing drama, you're, you know, having a big emotional thing. It could be with yourself. It could be with another person. Inject laughter. Have you ever had that where you're like in a thing and then all of a sudden you laugh? Guess what happened? Like the energy changes. Like you can go from heavy to laughter in a split second if you're willing to be that fluid with what you be, which is part of the infinite being, knowing, perceiving, and receiving that actually gives us the creative capacities that are true for us and the creative potential. But inject laughter and everything changes, you know? And then there might be people that are refuse to laugh, you know, and they're holding on to the solidity and the heaviness, right? But if people go to laughter, it's like whatever you were looking at that was heavy, that was, you know, dramatic, or it's gone. It can be gone, you know. That's one tiny example of how these elementals work, to shift the energy to something totally different, so much lighter, so much more generative when we're not taking ourselves seriously. And good Lord, we take ourselves seriously. I am definitely one of those people. I self-admitted, take myself way too seriously. And I also have a great sense of humor and I love to laugh. And is one of my like go-to elementals, let's say, to create something different and change things. I have to be willing to choose it. And this is where the athlete conversation to me is really relevant, because athletes are committed to a target. Like they have a target that they would like to achieve. And it might be winning a game. It might be, you know, like competitive athletes, there's competition involved, but it, a lot of, I don't think any competitive athlete could really win any sort of competition without the internal drive for whatever that win creates for them. As a, you know, their body and their living and all of that. So there's a bigger picture there. But even if I look at, like, for me, I've been using the example of figure skating, because when I started, I was like, there's so many things that I want to be able to do on this ice. Like my body just wanted to like swirl and twirl and go and fly. And, you know, and I was like, man, I can't do that. Like, I really can't do that, you know? And it was very humbling, you know, because I was like, there's a huge space between where I would like to be and where I am right now. And the first time I was on the ice, you know, it was even just like not falling and keeping my, you know, skates underneath me. Now keeping my skates under me is easy, really, really, really easy. But when I start doing harder things, not so much, you know? So I had to commit to the trajectory without even totally knowing what it was. But there's some things I would like to be able to do. And there's a lot of practice, commitment, and choice and showing up for me that I need to be instituting on a daily basis, whether I'm on the ice or not, that will allow me to create that and actualize that as a reality. And so to have that level of athleticism and precision and, you know, presence and skill on the ice is like, okay, I need to do this move 10,000 times. You know, I need to practice my inside and outside edges every time I get on the ice, you know. And okay, so, and there's a certain way I do it, and then there's other ways that I can be adding, and you know, as I get more skillful, then I can, you know, become more advanced with all of it. But if I go to a level of skill, like if I try something that I really don't have the skill, the precision for on a foundational level, I will risk injuring myself, you know, falling, whatever. So I continually stay with these elements of what I know works to develop my body and my skating and my precision and my presence and my awareness and my precision and my precision and my precision, because skating is very much a precision sport. And presence, you know, because the more I develop that, the more advanced things I can do with a lot of ease. And so if we look at that and we extrapolate that to this conversation of being, knowing, perceiving, and receiving, it's like we've got to develop these aspects of ourselves, and we've got to develop this, if we look at this piece of the elementals, these energies in the universe, like the energy of joy, the energy of laughter, the energy of dedication to creating a future, it like three right there of the elementals. And there's a longer list. But those three things, it's like, how much are you choosing those energies in your daily life? You know, and if you're committed to trauma, drama, thinking, computation, figuring it out, forcing money into your world, forcing your business to grow, you know, control, you're feeding antibiotics into the system that requires probiotics. You know, the probiotics are the elementals, you as a being, you lowering your barriers, relaxation, receiving, being, acknowledging yourself as part of the entire universe, because the universe is the most dynamic creator that there is. Now, if you allow yourself to be part of that, then there is so much that you can create and actualize with so much ease. But because we live in a world that loves its antibiotics, and I'm actually being literal there, you know, and figurative, like, you know, throw a pill at everything. Because we live in that world, you know, that's the loudest, you know, in a way for most people, that's the loudest messaging, you know, throw a pill at it, you know, kill it, kill the bacteria, you know? And there isn't a recognition of the health of the biome. It's a handling of the problems by introducing an element that creates more problems down the road. So there's no creation of a future. It's the destruction of a future. That's how this reality functions. We have to commit to a completely different space of being. We have to commit to a completely different space of knowing, perceiving, and receiving, where we're feeding the biome with those probiotics of bringing us more, lowering our barriers more, relaxing more, enjoying more, engaging those elementals more, making that your reality. And there's a strength that you develop over time that really allows you to live that more and more every day. It's kind of like, the more I practice my edges, the more I can do things on the ice that I really did not used to be able to do. And the more advanced things I can add to my repertoire, because those foundational pieces of my skating, the precision, the knowing exactly where I am on my blade, and exactly where the pressure is through my foot and where my hip is in relationship to my entire leg, to my foot, to my skate, to my blade, you know, and then where my upper body is with that and where I'm looking with my eyes and how I'm holding my head. Like, there's so much going on. But the more I develop that, because I'm committed to it, and because I'm, it's like I could, committing to that is really fun for me. Committing to like being a couch potato for the rest of my life, no freaking way. You can pay me any amount of money to do that, because I enjoy my body too much. But it takes daily choice and showing up for me and what it is that I am committed to, and recognition of what that is. And that's where the clarity conversation comes in. So if you didn't, you know, listen to the clarity podcast the last one I did, maybe go back and listen to that. And there's also the call. I think it will have happened by the time we broadcast this podcast, but it's, getting clear for the new year. That is part of the Generative Business Pods. It's included in it. So you can get it after the fact, or if you join the pods, you can, you'll receive the recordings of it. Because if I was like, I don't really know what I want to create, but I know I want to have a lot of precision and, you know, commitment and athleticism, and I want to be a leader. But I could do that by, you know, skating. I could do that by, you know, like crawling around on the earth all day. It's like, I could do that by learning how to fly. I could do that by, you know, napping. I could make money. I could not make money. You know, there's like, what the hell is that? A whole bunch of random stuff unrelated that just doesn't make any sense. And you're not gonna, if you don't have the clarity, you don't know. It's like, you're not gonna know where to invest your energy, where to feed the probiotics into the biome with your asks, you know. And really what we're doing is with this conversation of being, knowing, perceiving, receiving, engaging the elementals, recognizing that you're part of the universe, allowing the universe to contribute. With that conversation, what we're doing is we're strengthening our capacity to live, to be, and to create a completely different reality. Nobody has to have it. Nobody else has to have it, but you can. Like, you can. And if you know that creating miraculously is something that you're interested in, and having a lot more ease and a lot more magic is something that you're actually really interested in, you're going to have to choose to explore in a totally different way, to feed the biome, to say no to the antibiotics of conclusion, destruction, computation, you know, projections, rejection, separation, and really take up the challenge, the joy, the commitment of living a completely different reality as this like tender of the biome, of your own biome and the biome of the universe that is asking to be tended in a totally different way, that is like available to us in ways that it had never has been before. But it's your personal choice that it makes the difference between tending to the biome in an organic and evolutionary way that is about a dedication to creating a different future for you and the world, or continuing to participate in the problem solution reality that just propagates and perpetuates more problems and greater problems. And if you look at the earth, or if you look at bodies, you know, the more we destroy the biome of a body, the more problems that body has, and the more sickness, and then we throw more drugs at it, and then it gets sicker, and then we throw more drugs at that, and it gets sicker, because the biome is never addressed. In typical Western medicine, the biome is never addressed. And that is the absolute problem of it. And, the, you know, I mean, I could get into a whole thing of this, but like, it's a business. It's not really about bodies. Western medicine is not about bodies. It's about what's one of the biggest money-making endeavors on the planet. And a lot of people make a lot of money off of the destruction and invalidation of bodies and what they're capable of in the name of medicine. And I'm not saying there isn't a place for it, but you know, most Western medicine does not address the brilliance of the body and the brilliance of the biome. And that's, you know, and then we can extrapolate that and go, that's how the world is too, with everything. So for us to commit to that is a different choice. It's the choice of an athlete. You know, it's the energy of an athlete in your own life to go, you know what, I'd like to have that. Like, that's an actualizable reality for me. I'm choosing it. I'd like to have it. I'm going for it. And go for it, you know? And it is such a different exploration. And this is part of why I created my Generative Business Pods program, is because I wanted a place for me, actually. I was joking with the people in the pods right now. The other day, I was like, this is actually for me. Because I wanted a space for me to be able to go every day, every week. You know, it's really kind of every week. But there's a group that is available on Telegram. Like, we have a Telegram group for every group. I wanted a place to go on a very regular basis to feed me in my choosing of the tending to the biome, you know, and the tending to the creative universe of infinite being, knowing, perceiving, and receiving, engaging the elementals, functioning from question and choice and possibility and contribution, seeing myself as a part of the universe, this beautifully, perfectly evolving, massive, 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 infinite organism creation, you know, that is always moving in the direction of greater. I like, because it takes stamina, choice, presence, you know, commitment, athleticism. I wanted to surround myself, because an athlete cannot achieve what it is that, if they have big asks, they can't achieve that with, like, they need a coach, if not many coaches, and to put themselves in an environment that is going to facilitate on every level the achieving of their targets. And so, because I don't think an athlete, like a really, really strong athlete, could actually develop themselves as an athlete without the environmental and supportive aspects in place. And I mean, there was a while where I actually had a few coaches that were bringing me different pieces. And then I was kind of finished with some of them, and I honed in with one coach, but my body is one of my coaches as well. You know, so that I create the conditions for the greatest success and the greatest ease with my skating, by also doing things that aren't skating that facilitate my skating, body work and bowspring movement and all kinds of different stuff. So I created the Generative Business Pods because I wanted to have a place that was about nurturing the biome. And this was way before I had this word, and the entrepreneurial biome. The pods were actually going into I'm celebrating a decade of the Generative Business Pods. I've been doing it almost the entire time. There's been very few gaps in between programs. And so it's been a huge contribution to my world and to the worlds of people that have done it. And I'm so grateful for people that have contributed to the development and the cultivation of this incredible program because it really just keeps going and growing and becoming greater. And I see when people add it to their worlds, like even just when people choose to be part of the program before it's even officially started, their whole world oftentimes just explodes and expands. And that has been such a gift to me to see that, because it truly is a generative space, which is this amazing energy that provides the groundwork, the minerality, the nutrition, support in all ways for the growth of the biome. And so just being part of it is, it's such a gift for people. It truly is a creation unto itself. So this time, January 22nd, 2024, we are going to be exploring as a topic for the 6-month journey of the Generative Business Pods, engaging the elementals. And this is really going to be about a lot of what I played with here, like extrapolated and brought into your life in a very personal, relevant way. The Business Pods includes bigger conversations, small group conversations, one-on-one facilitation, energetic explorations. It really is a very comprehensive program in terms of how we work. And it's small because it is meant to be really, I like to be able to really attend to the people that are there, to you, your business, everything going on in your world, so that we can really, together tend the biome. And you have all of these other gardeners with you that are doing that with their neighboring biome, and together we create something really magical. So you're invited. And if you're hearing this in years down the road, it's probably still going to be going. I keep going, is the pods done? And it's like, no, we're just getting started, honey. So you can always go to generativebusinesspods.com. or heathernichols.com/businesspods to see what's happening, And if you're hearing this in a timely way, we may still have spaces. I'm not sure, it depends on when you're listening, but January 22nd, 2024 is the kickoff. And we start earlier with some calls that are included in the pods, but also available outside of the pods if you're not doing the pods. So you can look at my website for all that information. What a cool conversation. So thank you for listening, for being here, for being you. What choices can you make today to tend to your biome in the most generative, powerful way that is really about you leading your life and committing to the future that you know is possible for you? And if other people jump on the wagon, great. And if not, that's okay. We change the world by being us and by the choice for something very, very different. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being. I will see you next time. Bye. Thank you for joining me for the Entrepreneurial Biome Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. For more resources, check out my website at heathernichols.com and my social media channels as well. Have a beautiful day, and remember that your business thrives when you do.